another thought that came to me this morning. You know how I always say, of all the religions, the Hindu religion is the most deep insight into the purpose of life, the role of creation, the purpose of creation, the role of evolution and all that, you know.
In Hinduism?
Yes. In our religion, in Muslim religion, Christian, we are very comfortable religions. Mm-hmm. There is heaven at the end, and you see, that's for the Hindus of that. So I was just thinking this morning, because a telegram came, one of the Baba people had died. So yesterday we had a telegram. And I said, how, why is there even that, the word for death is so right, so apt, that for death the Hindus call it dehang, end of a body. No more and no less. So it is, and only body, de means body, ant means end. Body in. It only means the outer, not even the subtle body, the mental body. We continue. It's just that that's what we are associated with. And that is what we miss. And that is what gives the agony and the pain. But that is all. The journey continues. And that is why sometimes we are told, they send dreams or messages and say, you know, we're fine. Like I remember one case when the son appeared to his mother and said, "Mother, would you cry? Do you cry when you give my old shirt to the laundry?" She said, "No." He said, "That's all it is. Just the shirt has been removed. I am happy. You please be happy." But here what struck me really deeply was that look at that, how perfectly the word describes the fact. Yeah. It is only the end of a body. And Kabir says, how ironic it is that when a child is born, that means the soul comes again in binding back into this world, and the soul says, and so the first thing that child does is cry. Back again here. And everybody else says, oh, you know, let's distribute sweets. And then Kabir says, I'm only quoting Kabir, because it's not easy to do it. Kabir says, and yet when the end of the body comes, when that child dies, when it grows up and lives, and when it dies, that soul is so happy. It says, released from it. And yet everybody cries. Mm-hmm. So ironic. When you should we don't rejoice with the soul. Naturally, because naturally, it's human.
Yeah.
How else can I say?
There's so many beautiful stories of people, Baba lovers who pass away, and Baba's reaction. It gives me a whole different perspective on death to read about how he would react, because it was so different from our preconceived ways of reacting.
Abhi wo tab dusri vakat karenge. Gurwar ko hai aap? To karenge. But you know this old when Baba was in the toddy shop helping his father, he would sit behind the cash box galla. And this was told to me by a Parsi taxi driver. After Baba dropped his body, he would bring my brother over from Pune, Behram. Because Behram was broken, completely broken by the happening. So he would come running, although he couldn't afford it, he didn't have anything. But so I said, "Behram, you know, why do you keep coming like that, Behram?" And that he lived nearby the toddy shop. So in the afternoon he would come and stand. And he would see. I said, "Where was Merwanji called? Where was Merwanji sitting?" "Behind the cash box." "Yeah?" "Yeah." And then all the fakirs would gather in the afternoon. He would open the cash box, he'd put his hand in it, bring out the silver thing, and throw it. And all the fakirs would go after it. And I said, "No wonder, my poor mother, Darvish for us, husband and God for a son. I mean, how she raised her children or anything like that. But then he, you know, what was the thing I was saying to tell?
About the burial, the old man.
So in that toddy shop, Baba tells us now. I'd heard it before, but Baba himself told us. There was this one man who was a massage wala. You know, he would massage people. He would also wake up the mullahs, the Muslim mullahs, who would then climb the walls and call out to the populace to rise and pray. So he was the one who had to keep awake, to wake them up, who would wake the people up. But he would do the massage every day. And then he had nobody in the world, nobody. He loved Baba. He loved Mehrwani. And Mehrwani said, he would, whatever he would earn that was left over, he would give to Mehrwani to keep. So that when I die, you see to my funeral rites. And that's the biggest honor you can give. That's why they always want a son who will see to their funeral rites, who will see to their cremation, whatever. But the mamas do it differently. But he should do see to the burial. And I said, sure. And sure enough, when that man died, I'm saying it in short, it's a beautiful story, but I'm saying it short. When that man died, Baba gave him the maddest, merriest funeral you can ever imagine. There was such singing, such joy, such a feasting, such a band. And the ones that were carrying the bier on their shoulders, they were there was dancing and people on the road caught that joy, and they also joined. So before you know, there was a big procession of people coming on in tongas or bicycles. In those days, there didn't used to be such crowd, but even then, so they would get down and say, "Who's wedding? Who's wedding? No, not wedding. Funeral." So you see, he has started that. Actually, literally, that's as it should be. We should rejoice with the soul that, you know, their freedom, their joy. That is different. I can say that. But you see, Baba will make it happen one day. There will be that understanding. There will be that depth. And among Baba people, it's already happening to some extent, because when we get reports about some Baba person that has died, you really feel like a darshan. Even my own brothers who died. When I went to Pune, Erich went to Pune, it was like a darshan. Baba was giving a darshan. His presence was so strong, so beautiful. Mm.